Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hockey's podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, when you sign up using promo code DNVR, all you have to do is place a $5 bet, and when it wins, boom, $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's with code DNVR and with DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, how you doing? What is that? Is that the Breck hat?
It is.
I love that hat.
Speaking of hats, do you understand what our thumbnail is today?
No, I don't.
America's
I almost never understand what you're doing, Patrick.
I asked producer Tiffany, and I don't know if this is something I made up or I heard once and I just thought was just common nomenclature. Think about it for a second. What would be America's hat? You're good at geography, so.
Oh, Canada.
Canada, of course.
Canada is America's hat.
There we go. Big victory for Team USA there yesterday. We'll talk about that. We'll get into some details on the Rockies' 30th anniversary promotions because they've got actually a lot of them. I'm a little bit hyped. Like that's nice.
I have a really good feeling about this 30th anniversary celebration.
The promotions. The promotion side of it. Yes. I'm excited for the promotions of the 30th anniversary as well. I would agree on that. Talking about the Rockies here, let's get it started. The news of the day, the scratch that wasn't a scratch, but was a scratch, but is not anything to be worried about, but parentheses, we should be worried a little bit.
Okay, let me translate for Patrick.
Please.
So yesterday, you know, we get our Rockies lineups around noon, and then an hour later, an hour before the game started, we get a new lineup, and Chris Bryant is out of it. So, of course, this raises some questions. So after the game, we find out he was sidelined because of some back stiffness, but Buddy said, don't be worried. This is nothing to be worried about. Here's what I'm thinking. How are you going to tell us to not worry about the thing that kept him sidelined for most of the season? I'm a little concerned. I'm not zero concerned. I'm a little concerned.
Are you a little more concerned? The fact that initially when he was scratched, it was actually this was an off day. This was like a scheduled off day, even though earlier, an hour before, he was scheduled to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
Is that a little fishy, a little suspicious?
You know what? Bud Black is smarter than this. He's not going to put a guy in the lineup when he was supposed to have an off day. So I don't know what's going on. It's smelling a little fishy to me. Just a little fishy.
That's not good when you're in a landlocked state like Colorado.
Mm-mm,
No.
We don't got fish like that. We don't got oysters like
that. I was going to say, we got Rocky Mountain oysters and calf fries, but we don't have the real fishy stuff. 8-7 loss yesterday to the A's. Rockies are 6-10. You know, not good in spring training. Again, the records don't mean that much. San Francisco and Cleveland are the only two teams in Arizona in the Cactus League with the worst record, but those are two pretty good teams. San Francisco should be around 800, or not 800, around 500 win 81 games. There's no way they're going to have another one of those 107 win seasons. But Cleveland's really good too. So, again, they're worse than the Rockies right now. That'll definitely be the opposite come regular season. So, 3-10 though since that 3-0 start. Again,
the hot start.
Yeah, again, that depth has taken, I think, a major hit. But to your point, I do want to hear what Buddy had to say post game about what it was like scratching Chris Bryant from the lineup on Monday.
He was a little bit stiffer in the morning, and we decided to break cautionary. We'll assess tomorrow. Stiff, just back a little tight, but nothing significant. Nothing to worry about.
All right.
Yeah, I guess. So y'all tell us, do you think this is fishy? Are you suspicious?
Yeah,
Will, I'm a little suspicious.
Yeah, Will in the comments, smells fishy, like someone put halibut in the microwave. Oh. Inconsiderate, first and foremost, just inconsiderate.
Bad form.
If you're in a workplace, you should not be. Great, you're eating your leftovers, you're saving yourself from having to go out at lunch the next day, but come on, no seafood in the microwave at work.
And no lying to us about what is going on with Chris Bryant.
Yeah. Yeah, James, we'll get to your comment here in a second about Great Britain, because they definitely helped out Team USA in a major way, which was positive to see. Also, really positive to see Mike Moustakas, him being back 100%.
Right.
Having worked with Marlon Byrd, who did a good job of being the bat whisperer to Justin Turner for a period of time. That's really positive to go, oh, maybe he really is 100%. Maybe the Rockies do have something. He had another good day. 2 for 3, bases clearing, 3 RBI, double on Monday. So that's really positive to see for Moustakas.
Definitely positive. Is Mike Moustakas good? Is he good again?
Well, if you listen to what he says here about what he's worked on, you go, well, he's showing that these are the areas that he's worked on. And he's gotten kind of past some of those injuries and some of those flaws that kind of made his tenure in Cincinnati not so hot. But the proof is in the pudding. Here's what he did have to say about what he has been working on since the end of last season.
Changed a lot of stuff with my swing, kind of widened out, worked with Marlon Byrd this offseason a lot and kind of revamped how I used to hit and got back to who I used to be as a hitter and added a little toe tap and set some pretty good angles now to start. And I just feel really comfortable in the box right now. We worked hard this offseason. So setting good angles, getting my feet where they need to be. Everything starts from there, starts from the ground up. And I've been fortunate to have some success right now, but I feel really good. I feel like I'm seeing the ball really good right now. I mean, everything starts with being healthy. So, if I wasn't healthy, I wouldn't be out here. I feel good. I feel healthy. I feel like I can contribute to this team. And being out there playing some baseball, feeling healthy is a lot of fun again. So just having a good time playing ball with the boys.
James in the comments saying that this is getting as fishy for Chris Bryant as Mike Trout's last name. So,
oh, James with the jokes.
It definitely is. Michael Tolia, you like to see him homer again, back-to-back days now. Actually, the fifth longest home run that was tracked in Cactus League play far this year, 440 feet.
That is so promising. Sorry, I'm just like so excited about that. I love to see Michael Tolia hitting 400 plus foot home runs.
I think right now, if everyone's healthy, that the last roster spot is really between Nolan Jones and Michael Tolia. And I know what the Rockies may have been hoping to start the season with, or a certain plan, and maybe Tolia down in AAA is probably good for him to help cut down on his strikeouts just a little bit. But he's making some noise, and Nolan Jones hasn't been playing great. Jones has been striking out just as much as Tolia, really. Now, can Tolia play left field? I don't know. We'll kind of wait and see what happens, but that's a big battle for a spot. I mean, it could be really the starting left fielder spot on opening day, potentially. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, so many questions.
Yeah, I'm happy to see the bullpen was really solid yesterday. Noah Davis, 2 2/3 innings pitched. He's a guy that's going to get some starts, I think, in the second half for the Rockies, because not everyone can stay healthy. Yeah. You hope Senzatell is back by then, but we'll wait and see what happens. Pierce Johnson, Ty Block, Nick Mears, all with shutout innings. Ty Block has been fantastic in 7 spring games this year. 1.23 ERA. He's not given up runs. He's given up 1 in a little over 7 innings pitch. Nick Mears, 1 earned run in 5 innings pitch. So he's a guy that's going to make this roster, so get to know that name, Nick Mears.
Nick Mears.
That's the name. Ryan McMahon was 1 for 2. That was really good to see. Herman Marquez will get the start today against the Cubs. Kind of an important one for him to really see where he's at now that we are about 2.5 weeks away from opening day.
That is soon.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Hearing 2.5 weeks away from opening day, I kind of love that.
Yeah, I'm getting re-excited. There are waves in the early season where you're thinking about how long the season's going to be, how good certain teams are, how not so good other teams are, and I'm back in a positive wave of definitely getting excited. So you got to hope that Marquez goes 4 innings today. So that bodes well for him being able to go and make that first start. Mm-hmm. Maybe if he's able to go 5, depending on the pitch count, he might be trying to really get in Buddy's ear saying, hey, Venezuela's 2-0 right now. You know, if they go into the knockout round, I wouldn't mind making a start there. I don't know that that's going to happen. That's slim chances.
But he's still hoping for it. He wants to represent his country so badly.
He definitely should. He definitely should rally for that. If you do go down to Salt River Fields, fantastic complex. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out on the backfield. That's also really fun too. I think I can remember many years ago going to a game and then afterwards kind of taking the long way back to the parking lot, mm-hmm. and then cutting through the backfields and being like, wait, there's other Rockies games going on. And you'd recognize a couple prospects, or you'd see like a scout who'd have a lineup card and you go, oh, there's a really huge prospect here. And then they're just like walking around. They're playing another minor league team. If you do that, again, you're going to get a really good look at some of the future players that are going to be with the Rockies here very shortly. Benny Montgomery, Adeel Amador, Yankiel Fernandez, so many guys. The list goes on and on. Jaden Hill, Chris McMahon, you name it. But one of the cool things are the special assistants that are roaming around. So Todd Helton, he's there. He serves as a coach. You saw him last year. Him and Clint Hurdle. Mm-hmm. They were on the backfields working with those minor league guys. Scott Oberg now, who's a special assistant, he's there. GM Bill Schmidt has done a really good job with welcoming back some of these, you know, really prominent Rockies figures from their past. Brian Fuentes, mm-hmm. no relation to Josh or Josh's cousin. Mm-hmm. Just same last name. Brad Halp. Keep an eye out for him. And then also keep an eye out for Matt Belisle, our guy who was pretty good relief pitcher for the Rockies for a period of time. Like, he kind of gets overlooked, but Matt Belisle, pretty solid.
We do have the Rockies put together this great kind of little interview with him, a great clip of him. He's down there. I love that the Rockies are, you know, kind of reaching out to these guys from the past. And that's not something we've seen a ton of before this, but yeah. I mean, especially with the 30th anniversary season, it is so important to, you know, yeah, recognize the Rockies' past. Now there's 30 years of past.
That's right. That's a lot of past.
That's a lot of past. We actually have a past to look back on now. We're not a new club anymore, new in, you know, compared to other clubs, but
I mean, the Diamondbacks had a 20th anniversary, like, little museum that they had for a short period of time. So I guess 20 counts as past, but maybe in Colorado, maybe it's an altitude thing. 30 years officially you have a past. I'm not sure. But you're right. You love to see that. And that's something that Bill Schmidt has done a really good job of welcoming those guys back. And you still got to hope in the future, like, man, Cargo, let's get him back in the fold. Let's have Larry Walker show up. You know, if you can kind of woo him away from the St. Louis Cardinals, as it were. And then again, in future years when guys are retired, Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, those guys, to welcome them back and identify more as a Rocky. Ooh. That's a lot to ask for.
Who do you think we're more likely to see visit the Rockies someday? Nolan or Tulo?
Not Tulo. I didn't want to cut you off.
You don't think we're going to see Tulo this season for the 30th anniversary season?
Whoa, that's a different question, but that's wild.
You don't think Tulo's going to make an appearance?
No.
You don't think they can do it?
No. No. You put me on the spot. I just thought you were going to say, who would, like, return back as, like, a legendary player? Like,
oh, no, I mean, like, who's going to visit?
Yeah, I think Arenado has a better chance than Tulo right now. Tiffany, let's go ahead and actually hear Matt Belisle talk a little bit about what it means to be back with the organization, unlike Troy Tulowitzki. But here's Matt Belisle talking about being a Rockies legend of sort.
My name's Matt Belisle.
Strike three called.
And I pitched with the Colorado Rockies from 2009 to 2014.
They chased one out in front. Belisle took something off. And he strikes out Jimmy Rollins.
Looking back now, not to be too cliched, but just the family that I feel like is a Rocks family now. We had some really, really great people. I feel like the playoffs that I was able to be a part of in 2009 was certainly a highlight for me.
Chases the breaking ball. Down he goes. As Matt.
I love that field. It's such a gorgeous place. It's still one of the best fields in the game to me. I always personally liked it. Nobody wanted to pitch in it, but I certainly still enjoyed it. I just enjoyed being in Denver too. So it was a great place for me. 18, Twins. What about you?
Last year was 18, the Cubs.
Cubs. It feels like it's just been 1 year, but seeing guys like Jorge, obviously Helton is a real close friend still, but just being back on the field in the environment that we were all together, you're in the trenches with each other for so long. And so no matter what, you can go back, find a teammate that you played with over a full season, and there's a connection there.
He missed. He tried to go more in.
And Clint's always a ball to be around. He has a presence that everyone respects.
Yeah, the ball you swung at, you probably just got tired of taking, didn't you?
I'd love to have impact on somebody, and they said, let's come and just see if you can be around some of the youngsters and help out.
Hey, I'm Matt.
Jane, nice to meet
just
you.
Just one thing. Yes, sir. Make sure, you like to get a little wiggle.
Okay. On certain pitches?
On all of them.
Okay.
Well, sometimes you would do it a little bit more on that changeup when you knew it was going to be your out pitch.
Yes, sir.
Helton and I saw that sometimes you do it a little bit more.
Okay.
Just make sure if you're going to do something, it's always consistent.
Yes, sir.
As soon as you start climbing, they pick that apart.
Yes, sir.
It puts me back to when I was the young kid, too, trying to make it. What helped me, what didn't, what I could learn, and then trying to put myself in this new generation and just dive into an individual, try to make some relationships.
Yeah, that was a great job.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate
great
it.
Great stuff.
Thank you, man. Yes, sir.
Maybe I can help all those guys who have to grind a little bit more and possibly some of the elites look at some things that they haven't yet and maybe become better. So maybe it's yet to be determined where I can help. I just know that I'm going to do everything I can.
Changeup's good.
Baseball will knock you down. And I think it's a great teacher of life lessons. But in order to succeed and continue to succeed, you have to go through the ringer on some stuff. And you have to learn quite a bit about yourself. And I've had some experiences that can speak to a lot of those things.
I love seeing these guys who have found success at Coors Field showing other guys how they can also find that same success.
Yeah, and I like sneaking in some clips of Jaden Hill. Like,
oh, you love Jaden Hill.
You also get to view a nice little prospect there, which is nice. And you can view all of us in action doing our thing at the DNVR bar on the corner of Colfax and York. That's where you get 20% off food and drink. 15% off food and drink, 20% off DNVR lockers. So the swag that you get to carry around forever and ever, that's 20% off. Watch parties as well as Party Bus. April 29th is that real big one.
Yes.
Going down against the Diamondbacks. That's going to be an absolute banger. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be hanging out at the bar beforehand, afterhand. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing. Brad Hand. All of the hands.
We cannot confirm that Brad Hand will be participating in the Party Bus. He'll probably be working.
And that's the middle part. Beforehand, Brad Hand, that's during the game. And then afterhand, that's great. It's fantastic. And again, you got to be a diehard for those wonderful discounts, as well as access to the diehards only Discord. Our friends at FOCO, they've got some amazing bobbleheads. We've got one on set here. The spring training one is like absolutely amazing.
So cool.
It's one where I look at it and go, okay, they do one every year for this, which means now I got to collect all of them, which means need to hunt down like previous years because it's really that good. It's really that quality.
They got great stuff.
They got amazing bobbleheads, shirts, hats, another thing that we got right here in studio. You can check out at DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube. They've got our back. And look, they've got yours too, and you got our back. So go ahead and support them and support yourself by using promo code DNVR for 10% off all of your gear, all of the non-presale items. And again, you could send that out to anywhere in the U.S. So even if we're talking about someone who might be like, I don't know, a Raiders fan, if you like, you know, haven't kicked them out of your family yet, if you have, great. Nice. That's what you're supposed to do. But if they're still within your family, boom, you're going to get 10% off if you want to send them any of that kind of gear. You know what I mean?
They got all kinds of great gear.
Oh, they do. Yeah. But don't hurt yourself kicking somebody out of your family. But if somebody's kicked you out of your family or they've kicked you out of a moving vehicle and you've been hurt in a car accident or something.
Very specific, Patrick.
There's other things. Look, ride share, motorcycle. Mm-hmm. All kinds of accidents. Backus and Shanker is going to help you out. They win for Colorado families. They've been doing it for 25 years.
Backus and Shanker
is the spot. They've got 100 folks on staff, 30 lawyers. Look, they've won folks over $1 billion over the year. And in fact, they don't charge you a single penny until you win. That's right. So just to talk to them, no upfront fees, no fees even while they're working on your case. You don't have to worry about any of that thanks to Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
They've got offices in Denver, Aurora, Inglewood, Fort Collins. They can help with all kinds of injury cases that weren't your fault. As we said, car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks. They can even help if you've been injured at work. So give them a call at All Dazas or All Tulos.
We're going to say All Dazas today because Dazas has been kind of crushing at the spring training.
Yeah, it even in the comments, no one believes that Tulo is going to return necessarily.
I think y'all are wrong. Also, listen, remember when I did that tarot reading and she said there was going to be a surprise this season?
Ooh.
I think that's going to be the surprise.
Don't the Cardinals play the second series of the year after the Nationals? So yeah. Technically speaking, the odds are very strong for Nolan Arenado to return to Coors Field. But not as a Rocky.
Not like not that. No, no, no.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, okay.
On a technicality there.
Yeah, please. Patrick, you're always overthinking.
but technically speaking, all you got to do is hit twos. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2 for free. Backus and Shanker, they win.
Backus and Shanker.
All right, Team USA got the big win on Monday night.
Can we talk about Canada's starting pitcher?
The child
who was on the mound, the literal teenager.
There was a teenager, yeah, on the hill for Mitch Team Canada. Pratt? Yes. Although in my head, I keep calling him like Matt Brash. Which is a guy. I mean, he pitches with the Mariners. He's pretty good. But you're right. It's Mitch Bratt.
Mitch Bratt, 19 years old.
Yeah, that was
facing literal future Hall of Famers.
He wanted to do it. Freddie Freeman wanted him to do it. Like, you could see it. Freddie just had this look in his eye and this smile of just like, all right, kid, you know, it's all right. And they batted around and Mookie Betts is on first base and he's kind of, they're laughing to each other and stuff. So I felt bad for the kid, but he's got a good story now.
So bad. Yeah, it's such a great story. But also now he has a 1.62 ERA.
Oh, in the WBC?
In the WBC.
Oh, so now he's going to be traveling like the Eastern League in AA next year. And we're like, hey, Mitch, you got a 1.62 ERA in the WBC. You stink. Like, that's a very specific and really ineffective chant, you know what I mean?
Yes.
To rank to get on somebody. I don't think that's going to have any legs.
But yeah, he did look, he looked so, so upset that outing did not go well for him. But I loved that Freddie Freeman is always the first guy to comfort someone else on the field. We saw it with Jose Iglesias opening day last year.
I don't think we mentioned on the show, I don't know if it happened between Thursday and Friday, Jose Iglesias, Miami Marlin.
Yes, he is.
Minor league deal, too.
Yeah.
I believe, but I he might end up making that roster. We'll kind of wait and see what happens.
I think that's a good fit for him.
That'll be fun. That could be a lot of fun for him. He's Cuban. Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
We're better to play than Miami.
That's as close to Cuba as he's going to get because he defected.
Bingo. Mike Trout and Trey Turner, they homered. Mm-hmm. Triples from Cedric Mullins and TA7, Mr. Tim Anderson, mm-hmm. who played second base for the first time in his career anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that's
why not, you know?
The embarrassment of riches that Mark DeRosa has for Team USA, where, like, you have a great shortstop, a potential MVP. He's kind of a sleeper MVP candidate, I think, for me this year. And he's just playing second base right now.
I'm a big Tim Anderson guy. I love Tim Anderson.
It was 12-1 after two innings. And so I had to look it up. So you go, okay, mercy rule. You got to play 7 innings before it's official, right? Because, mm-hmm. hey, you can come back. Maybe, at least in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. no lead is safe, especially if you're at Coors Field. But you're like, it's 12-1. You got to wait till the 7th inning for mercy rule. Or by the 5th inning, 15-run lead.
I love that. That is so funny to me. Because once a game's gotten that out of hand, what are we doing?
It made me think, like, does Team USA know this? I'm thinking they might not have known it. And even if they did, they might have said, We're okay playing an extra 2 innings because, you know, a couple guys might need to get their work. Miles Michaelis, he threw the last 2 innings anyway. So it's like, yeah, you know what? Let's have him get his work in rather than really, like, putting it on Team Canada in a bad way. Mm-hmm. So,
but, you know, they could have wrapped this up fast and gone home.
Yeah, that's true. Could have been a little bit quicker. That's the true pitch clock is the mercy rule, is just whooping on another team. So USA is 2-1. They got a lot of help from Great Britain yesterday, who defeated Colombia. So that, you know, increases USA's odds.
I'm shook by that, by the way.
That was wild to see that. That was wild, but
I don't know if you noticed either. I don't know who was pitching, but the T of the uniform fell off.
Ian Gabalt. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but former Rockies reliever. Or not Rockies, a Rangers reliever.
I was going to say, like another Rocky now.
Just Gray Britain. And they don't pronounce the T's over there.
Gray Britain.
He spilled his own tea. Okay, folks. Speaking of tea, Bigelow Tea has been... No, we don't have a tea sponsor.
Tell me
your thoughts on these three words. Susie, sound off. Combined, perfect game, go.
The only thing I hate more than hearing about a combined perfect game is a combined no-hitter. These are not things like good for the team, but you know how I like to view it? If 26 people run a mile, no one ran a marathon. Okay?
That's
fair. A combined perfect game is not really anything.
Yeah.
It's a good win. Like, good for you guys.
Sure.
But I'm not losing my mind over it.
Yeah, I want to say like a combined no-hitter, a combined perfect game maybe says more about the opponent than the team that accomplished it.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it's usually one person doing the thing, the marathon, or throwing the perfect game or no-hitter. And you go, that's your accomplishment.
Yes.
And maybe, yeah, the other team might not have been very good. But that's your accomplishment. If it's combined and multiple players, you go, yeah, you know what? When you go to the bullpen, that should make it a little bit easier to have a no-hitter. But the craziest part of this combined perfect game is that it was a walk-off combined perfect game. Yes, folks, I'll say this again. A combined walk-off perfect game because going back to the mercy rule, right? That's where it was at in the eighth inning. I was like, oh, they need like one more run. They ended up getting it, so they walked it off because now they had a 10-run lead there. So strange. But second no-hitter in World Baseball Classic history. The first one probably was also combined.
Again, these aren't no-hitters. I like the way you put it. These say more about the opponent than about your team.
Exactly. Yeah. There was another cool story, too. A pitcher from Nicaragua came in inconsequential game. Not for him. He did give up a double to Manny Machado in the middle of this to the Dominican Republic lineup. But he struck out this 21-year-old kid, Duque, like El Duque, like that. Duque Hebert. He struck out Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Rafael Devers.
Devers.
That too. One of those two guys he struck out. I didn't know where I wanted to commit. He struck out all three of those guys, and he didn't throw a single pitch faster than 90 miles an hour. The Detroit Tigers signed him after the game.
Yes.
How awesome is that?
I love this story.
So good.
Because, first of all, I guess this is a guy who just kind of slipped through the cracks, you know? But second... These are the stories that we love out of the World Baseball Classic, finding these gems. And now he hopefully gets to have a really cool career.
Now, I don't know how many times that has happened where a guy pitches well in the World Baseball Classic and gets signed. I would imagine it happens a few times. We might even see it again. But how many times has a player been signed and then goes to the majors? Peter Moylan is really the only guy who was able to do that in 2006.
Yeah.
That was the inaugural World Baseball Classic. He debuted with Atlanta later that year, spent parts of 12 seasons in the major leagues and like had like a low 3 ERA over the course of his career. Didn't debut until like age 26. So, I mean, that was a really good story. So, you know, maybe Duque will be able to do that.
That's really cool. I hope so. We do have so many comments coming in right now. If two people ran a marathon, it's a half marathon each, though.
Oh, so they like cancel? We're dividing by two. Two people.
But like, it wasn't. How many pitchers were in that combined perfect game?
Three or four.
Yeah, so like, that's not anything.
Yeah, Jose De Leon did a lot of the heavy lifting. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts. That was really nice for the
good
former
for
Dodger prospect.
That's nice for him.
For him to be a part of this thing.
Yeah.
It was a thing.
Yeah, barely a thing.
Barely a thing.
Barely a thing.
The Javi Baez slide. Did you see that?
No.
Doing another one of those swim moves where he's going in. He's about to get tagged. Lifts up. Like, talk about the core strength. Swims. Like, nope, you're not touching my hand. Right hand gets in.
Oh, that's nice.
Another one of those really great slides. Like,
man,
just incredibly impressive for that. So, the World Baseball Classic's heating up, and
it's so fun.
It's
this
really
has just
fun.
Been so fun. These games are on so late though, but these are really fun.
Did you see? And this was a couple of days ago when Ohtani hit a home run. Like the entire section just passed the baseball around and took a photo of it and just shared it and didn't try to put it in their bag and run away and get a lawyer on retainer and then try to sue and say, hey, this is actually my ball because possession is 9/10 of the law. Nope, just passed it around.
You just invented a whole scenario. Yeah, no, I love this, how someone caught the home run and then let everyone take pictures with it. Let everyone hold it. Let everyone experience
so
it.
So cool.
And didn't have to worry about never getting that ball back. Never would this happen in America. Never, ever, ever.
I heard of Xavier Scruggs this morning saying that another tradition in Japan, they just pass babies around. So when his son
I guess if you're used to passing babies around, that's a little more precious than a Ohtani home run.
Like when
technically.
His son was born and they're like, should we bring him to the ballpark? And like that was already a stretch. Brought him and then everyone's like, let's go, let's pass this baby down so everyone can look at the baby and share. And I was like, that's beautiful.
That's actually kind of cute. Like baby's first game. let's be part of it.
Yeah, like I can't imagine what else they pass around in Japan that they're okay with. Like I don't know.
I could think of some things Colorado passes around.
Whoa, hell yeah, but then when you get it back, it's changed. That Ohtani baseball looked the same when it came back. It hadn't shrunk down. There wasn't like more seams that were like, you know, breaking off. And that baby looked the same, I believe. I'm sure plenty of people wanted to bite the baby, but they didn't. And they passed it back whole. So, yeah. That's wild. But look, if you want to go over to Japan and get tickets for the World Baseball Classic, there's only one place that you can buy those kind of tickets, pass around an Ohtani ball, pass around a baby, and maybe pass around something else. They got stricter laws over there. I don't know.
I don't know what's legal over there and what's not.
I don't know if Jive Hive delivers over to Japan. But I do that Game Time is where you can go to get tickets for the World Baseball Classic. In fact, there's a link in our description. Use that link. That's going to help us out in a big way. But help yourself out because up to about 60 minutes to the start of an event, whether it's, you know, you're getting floor seats, 50-yard line, whether you're on center ice, courtside, you name it, you're going to get up to about 60% off those tickets when you're over at Game Time.
Such a good deal. So many good deals at Game Time.
Again, dollar tickets over at, not dollar hot dogs, but dollar tickets for the World Baseball Classic on Game Time.
Imagine tickets cheaper than a hot dog.
What about an app where you look around like, I really want a hot dog, but I don't want to pay full price. If I walk up to section 355, this guy's selling his hot dog for $2.
You're doing third-party hot dogs now?
I don't know if Game Time Tickets wants to do Game Time hot dogs.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm willing this idea. I think like if you mail yourself something, that doesn't that count as like having trademarked something, or you have copyright if you put something in the mail to yourself and you're like, see, this is evidence.
Yes, that is part of copyright law.
So it's also part of copyright law to say something on a podcast that you own that idea. So now if anyone else starts an app where you can sell your hot dog secondhand at a lower price than what they're selling it at the concession stands at a ballpark, that's my idea. I'm coming for that money. So Game Time hot dogs, if you want to make that a real deal, you probably should order just some Game Time tickets by using the link in our description.
Patrick, you keep me posted on how you selling secondary market hot dogs at games works out for you.
Look, there's a market out there. People they bought too many hot dogs, and then there's people who want to buy hot dogs. I'm just bringing them together. Game Time hot dogs.
Beautifully said.
I think so.
Beautiful.
But if you like spreadsheets, and if you like knowing every piece of minutia, or you just want to know some of the basic stuff when it comes to baseball and fantasy baseball, you got to make sure you're going over to RotoWire. It's a fantastic site, again, to use even if you're not even playing fantasy baseball. Like, just go and use it, and you'll see, like, okay, here's the closer depth chart. Here's the next guy that's going to be up. Who could possibly get a save? Here's who you might not see tonight because this guy threw two nights in a row. They're going to keep you up to date with all of those kind of things. But if you are playing fantasy baseball, I mean, there's no better spot. Tweets from Susie and I, boom. If we're telling you about somebody who's hurt or who's unavailable or who's about to get activated before it's going down and you're in a day-to-day league, you're going to be that much better and you're going to gain that kind of an edge with RotoWire.
Yes, and fantasy baseball is hard. It is such a grind every single day. So why not take advantage of all the tools out there?
Yeah, and they'll let you know too. If you're going week by week even, you can say, well, what teams are coming to Colorado? yeah, you can go to the Rockies schedule, but again, right there in RotoWire, they're going to have that kind of information.
All in one place.
Yeah, or if there's a team that they just put two of their starting pitchers on the IL, they just called up a bunch of guys. Hey, that's some fresh meat for a team out there. Who are they playing? Boom, RotoWire is going to have that, all these wonderful little notes. They're doing something cool right now where you can sign up and get a 2-free-day trial of everything that's behind the paywall for free, and you don't have to use a credit card. That's the thing.
That's unheard of.
It is, yes.
That's how much they trust the product.
That's true, yeah, because you know other people, yeah, they're hoping you might forget and so on. That's just the nature of the beast. That happens to me plenty of time, even though I'm very vigilant on that. It happens, but you're not going to have that happen to you with this free 2-day trial. So again, just check it out over at rotowire.com/DNVR. It's absolutely amazing to get a sneak peek of all the different bells and whistles that they've got.
Yeah.
Toot toot and vuvuzelas. And other instruments that you're allowed to bring into the World Baseball Classic.
You're not allowed to bring vuvuzelas in.
No.
No vuvuzelas, no kazoos. Trumpets, yes.
What nation is the kazoo the national instrument of?
Also, what is so harmful about a kazoo? Like, they're not super loud.
True.
They're not annoying, super but not large. Loud. They're annoying, yeah.
I've smuggled in a kazoo or two to a game. Come on, back. You've never? You really must. You really.
I guess I really haven't lived.
You really must. Yeah. All right. So we got a big anniversary. Marlins are bringing back teal jerseys for their 30th anniversary. So, I mean, again, you've got the white jerseys with the teal pinstripes there. Look at there's Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine. They don't look like that much of a throwback. Maybe the Marlins have been wearing them somewhat recently.
No, I was going to say, I feel like this is something that we haven't seen in a while. Okay. This looks very 90s to me with the font. And so I'm very excited, though, because I love the teal.
I never would have thought.
Teal girl over here.
Never would have thought 90s would just be like old like that. Like that's throwback? Like
this? Yeah, 90s is throwback now.
That's crazy.
Please. They made a 90s American Girl doll. We're now talking about the 90s in a historical context.
I do like that one. Do you like the now 25th anniversary of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays? I think they've like zhuzhed this up just a little bit.
Maybe just a little.
It really is popping right now. These are glamour shots.
When did they stop using Devil Rays?
2008.
It was 2008.
So literally after 2007, they're like, we are tired of sucking. So we are no longer going to be the Devil Rays. So we'll just be the Rays. So we're still technically the Devil Rays, right? People can think of it. But we're also the Sun Rays. And what happened in 2008? Boom. Oh, actually, not 2008, 2009. Wait, no, it was 2008.
It was 2008.
They go to the World Series.
It was 2008.
That was their World Series because they got beaten by the Phillies.
Yes, that was one of the best 2008. Times of my life.
There you go. I mean, look at Randy Rosarena living his best life, like with the shades. I mean, look at that.
This is a vibe.
Come on.
This is. Are those Pit Vipers or are those Shady Rays? Those look great.
Those are Shady Rays.
He looks
those
great.
Those are definitely Shady Rays. Now, the Rockies, they did release some of their promotions for this year, for the 30th anniversary. Here are some of those giveaways that are pretty neat. Actually, let me tell you the City Connects. June 24th and June 25th. These are against the Angels, too. So you already need to get tickets for that game to see Ohtani. City Connect Beach Towel, City Connect Tote Bag. That's kind of cool.
Two different days?
Two
oh
different
my gosh.
Days. Saturday and Sunday.
As you know, I will not be there for those games because it's the weekend of my best friend's wedding. So I need you to grab both of those for me.
An extra one of those.
Yes.
Fireworks on June 30th and July 1st. That's the closest as they could get to the 4th of July. So that's against the Tigers. So in theory, you're like, oh, that should make the tickets cheaper. No, it's the fireworks. People are going to the game for the fireworks. Yes. So in a weird way, that's a good thing. That's going to keep it down. They're playing like the Dodgers and you're getting fireworks. Now the tickets on game time might be a little bit higher, but now they're playing the Tigers. So that's pretty good. We also have let me know what you think about this. September 2nd against Toronto. September 2nd, Charlie Blackmon bobblehead. Does this mean Charlie Blackmon will not be traded at the deadline?
I mean,
right?
Of course, like Rockies hate trading dudes at the deadline, especially like someone like Charlie Blackmon.
But pre-bobblehead information, the odds were a lot higher. Now that you know that there's a September bobblehead, I mean, you got to half those odds, right?
I could imagine if there was a scenario where the Rockies traded Charlie Blackmon at the deadline, however unlikely that is, Would they still give out the bobblehead?
Would they bump up the promotion where all of a sudden...
Would they swap a different...
Like all of a sudden on July 31st, they're like, you know what? We want to give you a Charlie Blackmon bobblehead. You're like, wait a minute. What is going on with that one? All right. So 30th anniversary giveaways. There are a lot. It's great. April 9th. So that's the opening weekend against the Nats. 30th anniversary pennant. May 28th. 30th anniversary baseball card set. Sunday against the Mets. That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what that baseball card set looks like. Sunday, June 9th, 30th anniversary trucker hat. I've seen an image of it. Looks pretty cool.
Do we have an image of it here on this program?
The Rockies did not send it to us.
Oh, no. They didn't send it to us.
They did not.
Oh,
it was requested.
You've seen it.
Well, you could see it on the site, incredibly small, but it does exist. There's also a July 30th anniversary cargo snapback cap. And I don't know if the cap is cargo or the cap is cargo-inspired Carlos Gonzalez. It
you
is not
what?
Clear.
I think if it was cargo Carlos Gonzalez-inspired, the G would be capitalized. I think it's just
it
generic cargo.
But I don't know what a cargo cap is.
Maybe it's got a lot of pockets like cargo shorts.
Just what you need to be stashing things in your cap. That makes plenty of sense.
I can think of some things I want to hide in my cap.
August 19th, stuff you don't want to pass around in Japan because you might not get it back. That's right. 30th anniversary Todd Helton jersey on August 19th. That one's pretty fun.
That is nice.
And then
I'm looking up this trucker hat, by
the
way. The
30th anniversary celebration, September 16th. Very smart. Appease the fans in September when there may be nothing to play for. That'll still be pretty fun. That'll be exciting.
There is a big picture of the trucker hat.
Oh, you found one.
All you have to do, you right-click on a picture and open it in a new tab. Bam.
You found the hack.
There it is.
That looks good, right? It's nice. It almost has a City Connect kind of vibe to it, though.
It's 100% City Connect vibes.
It looks
vibes.
Good.
This
it does look
good.
This
is kind of a good hat. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
We'll have to post that on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. I will definitely throw out a like from my account at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
I will not throw out a like from my account. No, maybe I will. I'll probably be the one who posts it. You can follow me at @TheSusieHunter on all platforms.
This has been wondrous and momentous, but unfortunately, you know what they say about momentum.
Oh, what did they say, Patrick?
It's only as good as your next show. So we will talk to you tomorrow with special guest Jesse Friedman from the Arizona Diamondbacks. PHNX Diamondbacks. We got to talk about Corbin Carroll extension season. Ezekiel Tovar, is he going to get one? Is Zach Veen going to maybe get one even before he debuts? I don't know.
Kingery situation?
Could be. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. on the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube.